My name is Leslie Kane. Thank you all for being here today. I'm a journalist, and I first got interested in this subject when I discovered a report that came out of France in 1999. It's known as the Comita Report. I wrote a story about this report for the Boston Globe. And this is a three-year study, 90-page study, written by generals, admirals, the former head of the equivalent of NASA in France, the chief of police, and a group of scientists. It was about 12 or 13 people. Also, a government agency in France contributed to it. And this study looked at all the data on the UFO issue, including only from official sources, including pilot reports, military reports, and government agencies all over the world. And they came to the determination that 5% of these the sightings in which there is adequate evidence to make a determination appear to be something that are not man-made and are not natural. And I thought, as a journalist, this was a very extraordinary conclusion given the high level of the people that are making this decision. This was not, you know, UFO buff types. This was the highest levels of the official situation in France. So that kind of got me going. I did a story for that on the Boston Globe and done a couple of other stories related to this issue. I think that people need to know, first of all, that this phenomena is real. This is not a joke. There is substantial evidence pointing to the fact that there is something going on in our skies. We don't know what it is. There are numerous documents that have already been released through the government. We need to have additional documentation, but there is, if you look at the documentation from the earlier years, it's unquestionable that there is something real here. There are all kinds of cases that involve evidence on the ground from craft that have landed, and there are reports on radar, there are reports from pilots, highly credible individuals, military officials, et cetera. And I'd be happy to talk to anybody and to direct you to the sources by which you can confirm what I'm saying. I was commissioned by the Sci-Fi Channel to do a report on the relationship of scientists to this issue, because the problem we have is that scientists are the ones that need to determine what this phenomena is, and they have not been given the opportunity to do that. And there have been extraordinary individuals over the years who have appealed to the United Nations, to the Congress, and have tried for decades to receive the necessary resources and support that they need to study this issue. And my report looks at the history of the issue, and it looks at the reasons that science needs to have access to information, which is one of the reasons why we want to release documents. We also are hoping that there may be physical samples in the possession of the government that can be studied by science. So this report is in the press kit. The one thing that it looks at is the fact that other countries in the world have government agencies that are studying this issue. The scientists are open about it. The scientists are given access to information. There was a very interesting study that came out in 2000 by a NASA Ames scientist about aviation safety concerns, which there have been many incidents of pilot encounters with these objects, which have raised issues of aviation safety, and there's a report. I have it here. I'd be happy to show it to anybody that deals with that. Pilots are in a position to provide very useful information to scientists, and because they have been kept from doing that for various reasons, the scientists don't have access to information. So and the other person I just want to mention to you all is Dr. Peter Sturrock, who's a distinguished physicist from Stanford. He was one of the few scientists that have applied the conventional scientific method to the study of UFOs. He held a conference in 1997, which he describes in detail in this book, in which physical evidence was examined. And this group of scientists came to the conclusion that more study is needed on this issue. I know that the people feel the same way, as you've heard about from the other speakers. It is time that scientists be given what they need to figure out once and for all what we are dealing with, because we are dealing with something real and something significant. And I think the best thing would be for me to talk to anybody who has questions. I'd like be happy to talk to anybody afterwards about how they can access more information, which is the most important thing. Thank you very much. Turn it back over to Ed here.